Joining us by telephone is Chief Wally Sparks, Maverick Metro Police. Looks like Lord is going to retire soon.
He is. Our intention is to retire him sometime in 2013. We are in the process of doing some fundraising right now, trying to get enough funds to purchase a new canine, and we'll have a new handler sometime within the next year. We'd like this to be a seamless transition, so our intent is to get the new dog, send the handler off to 6 weeks of training, and get the new canine walking in one day and retiring Lord that same day.
What happens to Lord when he retires?
He'll be going home to the handler. You never separate a dog and his handler. They're partners, but they're partners for life.
Any idea who the new handler is going to be?
Yeah, Officer Matt Krems is going to be taken over as a canine handler. He's been selected after an interview process, and he's really excited about the opportunity.
What is the target goal for fundraising, and how far along are you?
Targeted goal is about $25,000. Canine in training runs anywhere in the neighborhood of $15,000 to $18,000. And obviously there's some other expenses associated with the canine. So we have just started our fundraising efforts. I know we've contacted a number of businesses and we've already got a lot of good feedback. So we're anticipating hopefully a fairly good response from this. We've applied for some grants and spoken to some local foundations. So we're hopeful that by mid-year 2013, we'll be able to secure the funds and get our new dog on board.
The target date for getting the new dog is when?
Well, whenever we can raise the funds. You know, the nice thing is we're trying to be a little proactive on this and not waiting until Lord physically just can't do the job anymore. So ideally, by summer 2013, we'll have our new canine in place.
There's an event that NTC's Criminal Justice Club is working with Pizza Hut to take care of. Are you going to, by chance, have some pizza?
Oh, yeah, I think
today?
A good chunk of the department's going to have some pizza. So, yeah, we'll be there. It's going to be from, I believe, 4 to 9, and I think they're donating 15% of all their proceeds towards the canine fund.
So the best thing to do is encourage people to grab the flyer and go have pizza today.
You got that right. And I'm sure we'll have our Lord out there for a meet and greet for anybody that wants to stop by and see what a canine program is all about.
Anything you want to add on that today?
You know, I know times are tight, but canine is such a valuable tool, especially with case law the way it is today and some of the issues that we've had with drugs and related crime. It's not only is it a safety issue, but it's just an invaluable investigative asset. And we're hopeful that we don't skip a beat with that and fundraising goes well and we'll have a new dog in early summer.